On this Monday afternoon, let's turn our attention to the weather forecast. We're joined by John Davis. He's at Wrist Pulse in Chicago. Good afternoon to you, John.
Well, good afternoon, Todd.
Let's start here in the Midwest. What's your forecast for the Corn Belt?
Well, for the Midwest, as we look at the next couple of weeks, it's kind of a classic, what we call a northwest flow jet stream pattern, meaning that the jet is running from northwest to southeast across the belt. That's because we have a ridge of high pressure west of the Midwest over the Rockies and portions of the Western Plains. Think of the center either being over western Nebraska or back over Utah, whereas a trough is aligned on the East Coast. So with that configuration, the jet is running northwest. Most times of the year, including this one, that tends to be a drier than normal pattern. And it looks like that over the next couple of weeks, about 75% of the Midwest will be in a drier than normal pattern. As for temperatures, there's no extreme heat on tap, mainly because the center of the ridge never makes it directly over the Midwest. At times it's as far as western Nebraska, but it never makes it to Illinois or Iowa. So temperatures in the western belt, the area closer to the ridge, will be a little bit above normal, but nothing extreme, whereas temperatures in the eastern belt, Indiana and Ohio, will tend to be very near normal for this time of year. So moderate temperatures, but drier than normal over the belt.
Let's follow that drier than normal pattern across the planet and see if we can expand into some other areas. The Canadian Plains, earlier in the year, were having a tough time. Did they recover or not?
They're having a tough time again, and it's only the southern portion of the prairies, but that area has been very dry for the last 6 weeks, and rainfall across that zone basically looks non-existent over the next couple of weeks. So for their spring wheat crop across the southern prairies, there's no question that yields are being impacted and hurt across those areas.
In France, they had not one, but two really hot periods.
Yeah.
Any chance they'll get a third one?
Yeah, they've had two historic heat waves in much of Central and Western Europe. The question becomes, is the pattern there to get a third? It does not look like that's going to happen. So very moderate temperatures for most of Europe as we go through the next couple of weeks, and no signs of another third historic heat wave. I think they're fine with just two this summer, but very moderate temperatures as we go into the first couple of weeks of August.
Let's travel eastward to India. What are their conditions like?
Yeah, India is interesting. The monsoon this entire year has been very sporadic, but it comes down to a crop-by-crop situation, meaning that the soybean belt in India has been okay, not ideal, but they've gotten enough rain across the region. That's in that central zone of India. But other areas of the subcontinent have really been dry, so like sugarcane areas and peanut areas, groundnuts, things like that. But the soybean area in general has been okay this monsoon season, whereas other areas of the country have had some deficits. It's been a pretty spotty monsoon up to this point, and that general trend looks to continue.
And finally, China's growing region sweeps in a great arc from the south to the northeast. What do conditions look like from one place to the next there?
Yeah, the central area is the area that's had some problems here lately, some dryness, some heat, but there's no expansion in that area of heat and dryness. Of course, the big growing area, especially for corn, is further up north in the northeastern portion of China. They've been stable for the past 2 or 3 weeks, will remain stable as we go into early August. So while we have had some problems in central China, there's no sign of that expanding into some of the bigger producing areas, either north or south in China.
Hey, thanks so much. I appreciate it.
No, my pleasure, Todd.
John Davis is with Wrist Pulse. He's in Chicago, Illinois.